Nerd Soul.
Late L Kid at One Youngster, still holding it down, bringing that street geek and nerd soul. What is up, my people? Today, all year, coming with another wonderful episode of That's Right. On screen, we're here talking about Twilight Zone Season 2. This is going to be an interesting one, guys. But I am not by myself. I'm joined by the awesome Lady Lisa. Say what's up.
Hey, y'all.
Before we get into Season 2, Twilight Zone Season 1 came out. I was super excited about it. When I was younger, I used to watch Twilight Zone. They would have Twilight Zone on and then Outer Limits after it. It would be like late on Friday nights. I've been a lover of it ever since. Then like Black Mirror came out. I've loved that. I've loved like shows like The Hitchhiker or Tales from the Crypt. I've always loved anthology shows. Always thought they were cool. And when Twilight Zone was announced that was coming back, I was super hyped. We reviewed Season 1 and we were about halfway on it. Mm-hmm. Half of them were cool. Half of them we were like, yeah. Mm-hmm. But we were like, look, we are willing to see a Season 2. Mm-hmm. Before we go forward, Lisa, are you interested at all in a Season 3?
Yes, and I'm going to tell you why. Because the episodes that are good are really good.
Yeah.
You know, like, the ones I really like.
Yeah, but that's 3 of 10.
Yeah, but I don't have to watch, but you know what I mean? Like, you know, because you know me, like you talked about, I'll dip in the middle of an episode. If it's whack, I'll be like, I'm out.
She sure will.
I'm out. You're
supposed to be watching stuff.
I'm not trying to stay awake for this.
You're supposed to be watching for a team. She will leave you.
Look, I'm struggling to stay awake. Ooh. For what? For what? This is going downhill fast. I'm going to sleep.
And there's a lot of downhill fast this season. So let's get into first episode, which is Meet in the Middle. Mm-hmm. Meet in the Middle. You know, it's this guy he's dating. Then he hears this lady in his head. And the story goes from there where they kind of get into this kind of like online-ish type of relationship. But of course,
it's not online.
Yeah, it's not online. It's in his mind.
Yeah, they're communicating with each other in each other's heads. So what he's thinking, she's actually hearing in her head. And what she thinks in response, he hears in his head. So it's like online, or it's like texting in your head.
Yeah.
Back and forth.
Concept was cool.
Yeah.
It played out well.
Yeah.
I liked the way it ended.
Yeah.
And I was like, word up.
Yeah, I was like, oh,
that was good. I was like, okay, cool, no problem.
Yeah, and
when he got to the end, I was like, hold up. I was like, hold up, where's she at? Can we trust her? And then right at the end, I was like,
As soon as, because remember, when he got to the house and the dude answered the door, I was like, that's the husband. I was like, this is her house. Like, yep. It started quickly coming together. It was just written so well. Like, you were able to anticipate some things, but not too far ahead.
Yeah.
You know, and I love that. I don't want to be able to guess exactly where you're going, because then I'm going to lose interest and be like, well, I should be able to guess exactly where you're going so far ahead. You know what I mean? And I want you to take me someplace and I don't know where you're going, and it to still make sense. This was written just it was smart. You know, it was like, to me, it was like a mini mystery.
Yeah.
It was a mini mystery and I loved it.
And I thought they were going to end it in a way where they were kind of like happy together, you know what I'm saying, or something like that. But then when they closed it and she came in his mind at the very end, like, you know what I'm saying, I gave you a purpose. Your purpose was to kill my husband or whatever. Even though that's kind of messed up. I don't know what was going on between her and her husband, but that's kind of messed up to like force your daughter to witness that.
Yeah, but I'm going to tell you why I didn't think they were going to be together. Because when she talked about being married, she would always talk about like, oh, she needed to get out of it, but she would never want to go into detail about it. She, for the most part, skirted the issue with him.
Well, see, I just assumed that was because, you know, her husband was like either beating her or something like that. You know what I'm saying? Because she kind of alluded to her husband sort of mistreating her to a certain degree, even though that was most likely a lie. The lie detector test determined that was a lie.
I don't know. It's just something that didn't sit well with me about how she was handling that. It seemed very deceptive.
Ah.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that was cool. Then after that, we had Downtime. Downtime was the one where a woman was promoted as a hotel manager. And she's like running around and everybody just stopped looking up at the circle in the sky. And she finds out she's basically one of the Sims.
Yeah. It was like the Sims. It was like it was like watching real life Sims. And I loved it because I actually used to be what I would consider addicted to the Sims.
I thought it was cool, especially with the customer service guys, like, well, we really don't know what to do about this. Mm-hmm. We could just reboot you. The way they tried to handle her was just very funny seeing it.
It was very much like customer service. Like customer service can be very condescending sometimes.
Yeah. And even I like the last guy they sent up. He's like, I'm not trying to harm you or anything. I just need you to sign this waiver that whatever you do, you on your own now.
Pretty much.
You on your own, and our company ain't got nothing to do with it.
You're acting outside of the warranty.
Yep. What you doing? Go avoid the warranty, and you on your own from here.
Yeah. It was a woman who finds out. You know, she's living what she, you know, believes is just her regular life, but then comes to find out she's inside of this. Like you said, nothing can't explain any better than saying like the Sims. So you're being you're actually playing someone else, you know, or you are being played by someone. So think of it as, you know, the Sims, and you have, I don't know, Erica, who is this Sim that you are controlling. So Erica finds out that she is a Sim who is being controlled by someone else, and everyone around her,
AKA you.
Yeah, exactly. And everyone around her is also a Sim. So she's coming to this revelation in her life, and she doesn't want any part of it. When it seems like everyone else around her is just kind of falling in line, and she's like, "No, you know, I don't want this." So
and then she's essentially sort of freed from the Matrix, kind of. But it ends up, being cool, and I like the way they handled it.
Yeah.
Even her husband, when like homie switched to like an Irish accent or something, that was like straight.
That
funny.
Was crazy.
So I thought that was cool.
Mm-hmm.
Even the Who of You, the guy, the guy, he's an actor and he's able to swap bodies, similar to like the movie Fallen with Denzel.
Yeah.
You know, I thought that was cool. He goes from person to person. Everybody's like stuck in the wrong body.
Yeah.
And they don't know where they're at.
Yeah.
And
it was good. They had to really get some good actors to do that in order to be able to do that. And I loved it because you have to really pay attention. It really captures your attention because you have to keep track, you know, of who is now that person, like whose body has he jumped into now and all that kind of stuff. And it was really good. The actors, again, had to be really good, you know, to do that. And they were. They really were.
And I love the twist at the end of that, because when he goes home to try to, like, explain it to his girl, she's like, "Hey, how you doing? I'm glad to have you here." Starts kissing up on him. And I was like, ooh. That is
so
some
she
cold
was,
comfort.
Yeah, so she was having an affair with the police officer whose body the boyfriend had taken over.
Yep.
So when the boyfriend shows up in the police officer's body, she seems very familiar with this officer already.
Oh, you ain't lied on
that
familiar.
And he comes to realize she was already sleeping with this officer whose body I'm inside.
Mm-hmm. You ain't telling no lies. But that was good.
That was very good.
That was real cool.
Yeah.
But that was the end of the episodes that we really liked.
Yeah. So now it comes to partials.
Yeah, we got nothing but partials after this.
Yeah.
Ovation, that's the one with Juicy Smollett's sister.
Her name is Journey. Journey Smollett.
Juicy sister.
And that is not fair.
She ain't never hurt nobody.
It's not fair to bring his name up when she is an established and talented actress.
On her own.
Who is still doing her thing, minding her own juicy business.
So that's the one where she's singing and, you know, she's singing in the park, you know, getting a couple dollars here and there. And an old friend of hers like, yo, look.
Who was a star,
like huge. She hit her with that special coin.
Yeah.
And took a dip. You know what I'm saying? Took a dip with the Cubano maniac. And the way this plays out, for the most part, I think is kind of cool. I'm digging the concept. I'm having fun watching the show. Mm-hmm. It's enjoyable, you know, to like view and all that. But my problem was like the kind of like America's Got Talent part of the show, even though, I mean, I know you kind of need that, but it just kept getting her going back to it. It just kept getting.
I thought that was necessary because to me that tapped into the how that can just be very plastic. You know, it's like you barely sung a note and they're already applauding. And I know that's because of editing and cutting.
Yeah.
But that still gives us the impression that this person's been singing for 2 minutes and y'all up on your feet applauding, or they haven't even done anything, or what's so special and so great about them that you're applauding. Like, you guys have already decided who you want to be your star, not necessarily based on talent.
Yeah.
You know, based on a look, based on we need another black person. You know, whatever it may be. And so I thought that was important to include that, because that's a great example of how fake and plastic the industry can be in terms of picking quote talent.
Yeah. And see, I didn't mind the first time she went, but when she kept going back, mm-hmm. it was sort of diminishing returns for me. But I did like the relationship with her sister. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I thought that was cool. The twist that they did that at the end, we all kind of knew. It was like, yo, we know this is her sister. Like, we all know. We know this is her sister. Mm-hmm. We know her sister ain't throw this away. You know what I'm saying? She did that switcheroo on your boy.
Yeah.
She was like, let me throw it. Here, I'm going to throw it. All right. It's in the water now. I ain't hear no splash.
Because we never heard a splash. They never showed it going in the water or anything like that. Because,
you know,
on
TV, if it would have went in the water, we would have saw it like float down slow in the water or mm-hmm. something. They ain't show none of that. Nah, bruh. That's how you knew good and well. Like, her sister had that joint. Mm.
Yeah. So that, you know, it was.
And then she went crazy and came back with a James Brown hair and stabbed his sister.
Yeah, it was good, I think. I mean, that one was good up until, that one was good up until like the end, right?
Until she got to the log cabin and started dwindling. So this is like a partial good one.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. The way it ended was flat and corny.
The concept was good.
Yeah, the way it ended was flat. I'm like, there's no way that you don't know mm-hmm. that this is, you know, there's no way you don't know that this is your sister. But, you know, they kept hiding the eyes. I mean, only showing the eyes. But I'm like, you know your sister. You done looked at your sister's face all her life.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Or all your life, whatever. But that was the first partial. But it was a good partial.
Yeah.
But it was still first partial.
Yeah.
Oh, but next episode, boy. That Among the Untrodden. All right. I like the concept of this.
Again.
You know, new student comes in. Yep. You got the new student comes in. You got the mean girls there. And even the way they sort of kind of ingratiated her with her friends was interesting. The popular girl learning about her powers. Mm-hmm. This and the third. And then when we find out that, oh, she made the girl, it seems like
she created her in her own mind.
She was able to materialize it. Mm-hmm. It didn't really hold too much more weight. I was like, oh, okay, well, that's
to me, that made twist. It weirder.
I was like, that's the, okay, cool. I guess that's all.
I don't know
what I was expecting, but I was expecting something else.
To me, that made the story they had already told, I guess, to me, it made it like irrelevant. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I just don't think it was a good idea to do that.
This was the partial that was more half and half. Like, Ovation was a partial where I was like stronger on the, like it might have been like 80-20 for me. This was more around 60-40 mm-hmm. where it was like, I like the setup, I like the atmosphere, I like how she was changing with her powers and all that. And then right around when the girl fell off the roof, I was like, it was starting to just get weak to me. And then when we found out, oh, she's like a fake friend. She's a manifestation of her power. I was like, yeah. Oh, well, I mean, I guess that's cool. But then, I mean, kind of, we got nothing out of this. Mm-hmm. And I, you know, it was just one of those things that the way it ended left you like, okay, well, I guess it's over.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And then we have 8. Which I think is a completely wasted concept. The octopus being super smart, mm-hmm. taking out the team at the Antarctica or whatever. I was like, yo, this is cool. And genome sequencing and stuff. And it just, like, this fell flat at the end.
Yep, it sure did.
We had your tropes of like the guy in there with the monster with the headphones on or the music all loud, where it's like, you know, nobody would stay in there, but we was like, we'll let it slide. Then you had the kind of like the espionage aspect of it, you know, with like the Chinese trying to research it and the American company trying to research it and stuff. So it laid down some good groundwork. Mm-hmm. But then it was like, the octopus goes to the other octopuses or octopi or whatever. It's like, we gonna do our own thing.
Yeah, it's like we say this over and over. It was a great concept. It's always a great concept, but then it goes in this direction where it's like it doesn't make sense, or it's just not interesting, or they take you on this roller coaster ride, you know, for this flat ending. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like they bring you up, you know, and it's like, okay, now what?
Yeah, so that was one where I was like, we left again. We failed again. Now, the most failiest of fails, well, no, this one and another episode is the most failiest of fails for me. A human face. I'll let you talk about this one because I remember you complaining about this a lot.
This mama got on my everlasting nerve. This, you know, this was a thing about a couple who had lost their teenage daughter. She committed suicide. So they're dealing with the grief of that. And they discover that there's some creature in their basement who turns out to be an alien. And this creature takes on the exact look, the body of their daughter. And I mean, you sat here and saw this creature morphing and going through the whole thing of adjusting into being something. And she still wants to, it's like she needs so badly for this thing to be her daughter. You know, and it's just so dumb. It's just so incredibly dumb. It's just, you know, the mom just got on my last nerve. She really, really did.
And then Stabler.
Stabler from Law and Order SVU.
Yeah, for kind of like falling in line by the end. The whole time he's like, it's not, you know, it's not her, it's not her, it's not her. Then he finally falls in line, even after the villain or the you know, alien was like, this is what I came here to do. But once I found out about love, I didn't want
to
conquer
but to me,
humans
the way,
anymore. I was like,
but to me, the
what?
Way it was done was almost like a, what do you call it? Like I can't get my words together. A supernatural thing, because it's almost like something switched in his brain. It's almost like he became vacant in his eyes. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So it's not like he kind of gave into it because he needed that. Not like the mom.
Yeah.
The mom was just like, I don't know what's wrong with her. Like, I'd rather have an alien that looks like my daughter and not have to deal with her death. You know what I mean? That's what I'd rather do. But the dad, it seems like there was some kind of supernatural something the alien did to him.
Okay, okay.
That's what I kind of got from it.
Yeah, but bottom line, the ending was whack.
It was
super and the episode was whack.
Because they ended up all holding hands together, leaving out the
and
house.
And then everybody else was holding hands everybody outside. Else,
yeah, so it's like, okay, just, okay.
Another whack joint. Mm-hmm. But we did get some Damon Wayans Jr. love.
Yes.
In Small Town.
And this is another one that I would say was maybe 70-30. 60-40, 70-30.
Yeah.
In terms of liking it. Because it was doing really great. And then towards the end, it's almost like they didn't know where to go with it.
Yeah. It's like they had this great idea, had, you know, the premise to get it started off.
Mm-hmm.
And right around the middle, they were like, what do we do?
Exactly. Exactly.
Like, after, pretty much after the right around when the power went out in the episode, it just seemed like they were like, all right, well, look, we got to end the episode. So, like, let's just tidy it up. And
yeah. And, yeah. So, I mean, but other than that, I liked it.
Yeah.
I liked it.
Because we could have had, you know, now, I mean, I guess you could say you do have this thing of them, you know, try to take the town and the town breaking. But, I mean, you know, we didn't get to experience anything else. And I think it could have went a long way to being really, really good.
Oh, yeah.
And it's another one that, great premise and kind of falls flat, but I will say more of a 70-30 on that one.
Mm-hmm.
Like it was a partial, but it was a better partial.
Mm-hmm.
But then a very interesting one that still kind of, I don't know if this fell flat. I would put this more on the positive side, which is Try.
It was too long-winded.
Thank you. I was gonna say, Try felt long.
The scenes, oh my God, the scenes were long. Like their conversations, you know, in the museum. Good God Almighty.
And it's funny because you have an episode, and you know, it's, you know, just like the other ones, about 50 minutes or so, something like that.
Yeah.
But and when this was it this was feels with, longer.
Yeah, this was with Eric from That 70s Show.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And he's, you know, kind of going through his Groundhog Day thing. But in it, he's trying to force this girl into loving him because he's been dating her for, I don't know how many days. I can't remember how many days he said it's been. But he's been dating her for, you know, for...
Over and over again.
Over and over again.
And trying to get it right. Trying to say the right thing. Trying to do the right thing. Yeah.
And you get to have a good conversation about who he's doing this for.
Mm.
And what it actually means to him. And what his love actually is.
Mm-hmm.
So you have a great conversation at the end of it, but boy, was it long.
It was just too long-winded.
It was long.
And it was, you know, it was just the creepiness of it, because it's like, okay, so you say on one hand that he's in love with her. It's clearly not love. It's obsession.
Yeah.
It's infatuation, and it's an issue of control. It's something to conquer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it wasn't really about her.
Nah.
You know, so yeah, it was long-winded. You know, the way it ended was just weird. And, you know, you're disinterested in how it turns out to a certain point. Like, I really don't care what happens.
After he was like, he just like let her walk off or something. It was
it's like okay, I just can't with y'all. Y'all don't know what you want to do.
But the episode that takes the cake. This is one, the most notable episode you walked out on, which was You Might Also Like.
Hmm.
And it's about the aliens with the egg. And the egg that hatches and eats people.
Oh, okay. Yeah, now I remember the beginning of it now where it was like, oh, you got to get your egg. You got to get your egg. You got to get your egg.
Yeah, and she was like in the bed and she was getting abducted. And her and her neighbor were arguing in the kitchen, ended up in the bed together, and then argued in the bedroom. And it was too long. It was whack. The makeup on the aliens was dumb. This is probably the worst episode of the season, for my money. I know you didn't like it because you fell asleep on it and then you left. He was like, I'm out. This is an episode that could have been cool. Mm. You know, you have aliens essentially using our marketing style to force us or almost cajole us into wanting something that they haven't seen and don't know what it is. Mm. And is essentially a tool of their or our destruction. Mm. Which could be cool. But then they try to go like this comedy route, which is kind of okay. And it just, this episode ends up being extremely bland. Mm. This is definitely, this episode is.
You mean as bland as her bedroom?
This episode is the Karen's potato salad of season two. This is.
And without raisins, because raisins would give it some character.
Raisins, you'd be like, oh, I don't know why, but I mean, at least you tried.
Makes it interesting. No. This is without raisins, because raisins would make it interesting.
Put a little flair in there. You know, I don't know if you want it, but it's there. But it was bad. And I don't want to see it again. Yeah. I'll say this. There isn't one actor in any of these episodes that I thought did a bad job. Mm-hmm. I thought the actual premise and storylines is what failed their talents. You had actors that made a bedroom one-on-one argument seem engaging, mm-hmm. and, you know, captivating. But the premise of most of these episodes was just like, so? You know what I'm saying? I'll say spent my 5 hours, because there's three good ones and I'd say like two possibles. Mm-hmm. But I could have spent that time doing something else or watching better episodes of something else. Mm-hmm. So with that said, a big shout out to the cinematography. The filming of this, the editing of this, the production quality is still top notch. It's dope. It's on point. CBS is spending the right money in terms of production value and even getting the right actors. My problem is maybe they need to slow down and tighten up the episodes. Maybe you don't need 10 episodes. Mm-hmm. Just do 5. You know what I'm saying? But tighten up. If you're going to do 10,
yeah,
we gotta raise it up. And I mean, nobody's going to like every episode.
They have to have better continuity. They have to have a better flow, and they have to have better endings. Yeah, like I'm so tired. You know, these episodes where everything's going great, you know, you're enjoying it, and then they just end it, and it's like, well, that was very non-climatic.
They're like, all right, well, that's it. Goodbye.
It's like,
credits.
Are you kidding me?
And I guess, I mean, of course you have nostalgia with you, because when I was little, I used to sleep over my boy's house and we'd be, you know, up late watching Twilight Zone with a big bowl of popcorn, getting scared out of our minds. None of these were scary. None of these were creepy. No. None of these had that kind of twist to them where I think
the one where they were talking to each other in each other's heads.
Yeah,
that one got creepy.
Yeah,
that's one out of ten. Towards just the end, but when he was making the trip to see her.
Oh, yeah.
So that kind of got you.
But that's one of 10.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Season one was much better than this season. This season was so unfavorable on my end. I don't even know if I care to see a third season. And that hurts to say about Twilight Zone.
Yeah.
Because I love.
So hyped about it.
Yeah. This one's tough. Guys, let us know if you want to see more next season. I don't know. Either maybe they should drop down to 8, maybe 5 episodes, or maybe take longer and make sure they have nothing but bangers.
Because, I mean, split up the season if you need to. I mean, do something.
Yeah, because if you have 10 episodes, I feel that you should at least have like 6 to 7 objective bangers.
Yeah, and I want to see him win. You know, that's the thing. I definitely want
Jordan Peele.
Yeah, I definitely want to see Jordan Peele win. You know,
his monologues are great throughout this. So yes, his monologues aren't the issue.
Yeah. So, you know, and that's the other thing. I'm disappointed because I want to see him win and because I know he can do really great work.
Yeah.
And
this, I mean, of course, we know he's not doing every single episode, but as the executive producer,
thank you.
You know, we know that
he
has to put
his stamp of approval on it.
Yeah. He's one of the main people steering this ship. Mm-hmm. And this ship is not going in the direction that I want to see it going in. But with a season one that I really liked, because out of the, what was it, maybe, I think out of the 10 episodes in the first season, we ended up liking, I want to say we ended up liking like 7 or so. Mm-hmm. It was switched. Yeah, I think we ended up liking 7 in the first season, and we ended up not liking 7 in this season. Mm. So, yeah, and well, I guess you could say, not liking 5 and 2 possibles. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Because you do have parts of Try that are cool, mm-hmm. parts of Ovation that are cool, stuff like that.
Yeah.
But guys, holler at us. We'll holler at you down in the comments. Let us know what you think about Twilight Zone. I don't know. I don't know if I want a season 3 or not. Lisa, tell them peace.
Bye, y'all.
So guys, NERD, SOUL, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all them places. Holler at your boy on that podcast if you want to get your listen on, or Spotify for them jams. And don't forget, YouTube is the main hub. Hit that subscribe, thumbs up. If you hit that thumbs down, I'm going to send Jordan Peele after you. He's going to give you an egg for your home so everything can be better. Until next time, this is from us to you saying peace. Really seen it the way it should really be seen, you know what I mean? It's like a spread mathematics, spread it right.